Hey guys, what's good? My name's Beth. I'm 21 and I'm just out here trying to live my life, you know, whatever. Yeah, my friend Danny inspired me to download this app and just kind of talk about whatever, you know, because he's cool or whatever. And I've never done anything like this before, so yeah, I don't even know what I'm gonna call my podcast. Like, I haven't thought that far ahead, but I know I'll talk about like a bunch of random things, some things that are controversial, some things that people like to hear about and all that. I'm literally talking my dog to sleep right now. She's in the chair, like, snoozing away. She's like, "You're annoying, and I don't want to hear your podcast." But, yeah, so I guess we'll talk about, what's a good first topic? Probably, well, I usually talk about controversial stuff, so there's that, but I don't want that to be my first episode. I kind of want my first episode to be, like, uplifting and cool or whatever, because I feel like if I start my podcast negatively, then no one's going to want to listen to it. Let's talk about dogs and how we really don't deserve them. Dogs are so cute and amazing, and they're just like little angels. And my dog's name is Paisley. She's a Yorkie, and she weighs 4.5 pounds, I think, at most. And she's 3, she'll be 4 in August, and I really want to throw her a little birthday party because she deserves it. But she pees in the floor sometimes, and it annoys me. And she also likes to run away from me when I'm trying to give her love, because she's stubborn. And she's staring at me now. She's like, "I know you're talking about me." But she looks like a little mini Chewbacca. So she's really cute. But my friends call her a rat, and I have to cover her ears because I don't want her having that negativity in her life. She's my first inside dog I've ever had, and I honestly love it, and I want another dog. She often abandons me for my mom. Like, when it's time to go to bed, she will just, like, cuddle up with my mom, rarely ever with me. And I want an emotional support animal for my horrible anxiety and depression. But, yeah, I have to get my own place first, is what I was told. So that's chill. On to the next topic. I do still live with my parents because I am broke. For a while, I worked at Jackson Hewitt, which is a tax service. But, of course, tax season ended the 15th, so now I'm looking for another job. And then there's, of course, Walmart, and it was okay there, but it was also just a really stressful. That's the most hours I ever got, though, but unfortunately, when my grandmother passed, they've taken me off the schedule, like, completely. So I just decided to leave on my own so that they couldn't fire me, because I'd been, like, let go from 2 places before, and I was like, I don't want this to look bad, you know? So I kind of just stopped going in myself. And yeah, that was emotional, and I was super mad. I was super upset because I couldn't believe that they'd take me off the schedule right after my grandmother died. It was horrible. I'm looking at her plant right now. For me personally, I've done super well. I have my moments that I miss her, but like sometimes when it's super warm outside and the sun's beaming to the point like it makes you sweat and I see a butterfly, I think it's her giving us a good day because she like adored butterflies. She adored the warmth. She would always be cold, and my mom and I, we always get hot. We get hot super easy. And she would always say how she needed her Mackinac, that's what she called it. Even like if it was 70 degrees outside, she'd go outside and she'd be like, oh, this feels marvelous. And yeah, she was so cute. I loved her. We had to say goodbye to her on September the 3rd of last year. She struggled with Alzheimer's, but she never forgot who we were. She remembered us, but she'd have her moments where she would kind of forget, like, that my mom was her daughter, that I was her granddaughter, or she'd call me by my mom's name, or she'd forget that she had 3 grandchildren instead of 2, just things like that. And, my grandfather took care of her all the time, was doing all the housework and all of that. So, towards the end, I started to go over there, and she called it babysitting, but I didn't call it babysitting. I told her I was there to hang out with her, because I was. Like, that was my grandma. I would go hang out with her while he would play golf or run errands or something, just so he could get out for a little while. And I remember there was one day I was in the living room and she came into the living room crying. She'd been in the bathroom and she was so scared because she couldn't remember which state she was in, because they have a little beach house that they went to a lot, and she couldn't remember if she was in North or South Carolina. And she was asking me, and I was telling her, like, we're home, like, where she stays normally, we're in North Carolina. And she was talking to me, telling me how much she hated Alzheimer's. And I would always say, shh, don't say it, don't talk about it. And she would always say, devil, get out of here. She was a super religious woman. She was super sweet. And we sat down and we talked, and I told her about the day that I got saved, and she prayed for the Lord to come into my heart. And she couldn't remember that, but she knew that it was true. And I told her that, I knew that what she was going through was scary, but I couldn't imagine how scary, and that I would be there until the end. And that's one promise I feel like I didn't keep. That's one of my biggest regrets, is that I wasn't there when she passed. My mom didn't want me to be. We said our goodbyes the night before, and my mom, her pastor, the pastor's wife, my dad, her brother, and her husband, my pops is what we call him, we call her BB, my aunt and my aunt's husband were all there. And the pastor actually captured a picture right before she went up to heaven. They sang her into heaven, and they sing Precious Lord Take My Hand, which is, it was one of her favorite hymns. And even throughout, like, the end, she was always still so positive, and she would always say that she was ready to go home to Jesus. And I think it was a couple of weeks before she passed, she started having dreams about her mom, and I heard her calling out to her mom in her dream. And when my grandfather woke her up, you know, from her dream, she was able to tell us kind of how her mother looked and what her mother was wearing. And her parents were divorced here on Earth, and she was telling me how her mom and dad were actually holding hands and they were walking away, and she was begging them not to go, but they kept telling her that they had to. And to this day, I honestly feel like, you know, that was Jesus's way of telling her that they were waiting for her when he decided to take her home. I remember for a while when she got diagnosed, I had my moments where I would get so devastated and I wouldn't understand, and I just kept asking God why, but I just knew I wasn't meant to understand. And you hear that all the time. You're not meant to understand what God's doing, but it's for the best, or he has a plan, and that God won't put you through anything that's too hard and that he doesn't think you can handle. But you know, it was just the cliche I would always be told. But then I started to realize that that was true, and that I wasn't meant to understand it, and I may never understand it, but that's why you walk by faith and not by sight. And so, I don't know, just, I was so blessed that she was my grandmother. I was blessed to have her as a grandmother, blessed to know her.